Hello and welcome back to the Azeem Digital Asks All Round Digital Marketing Podcast. Today we are talking about tips for Instagram marketing in 2023 with the wonderful Corrie, who will give a better introduction to herself shortly because I'm, let's face it, pretty bad at these things. As always, please like, rate, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, find somebody who's got a dog on your street, knock on the door, say, lovely dog, by the way, listen to Azeem's podcast. Once that's done, please let Corrie know that she is an awesome guest, but that's enough of me talking. Corrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think that was a very good introduction.
No, you're more than welcome. So we're talking all about Instagram marketing in 2023, but before we do that, for anybody who shamefully doesn't know who you are, why don't you give a brief intro to yourself, what you do, and why you are the perfect person to talk about this topic?
Sure. So my name is Corrie Jones. I am the founder of a social media agency called Untapped Digital. We started back in 2016 when social media was a very different place to where it is now. And I started working in social media a couple of years even before that. So I remember my first job in social, I was convincing the senior leadership team that we should create an account on Instagram and making the argument that I thought it would be quite a big channel in the future and we should probably get ahead and get on there. Since starting the agency, we've worked with a ton of different clients from big corporates to small startups and worked in a lot of industries helping people to grow and develop their social media. So looking forward to chatting all things Instagram today.
Yes, likewise. I am very much looking forward to it. So we're going to be talking about things that people can do to get ahead on Instagram in 2023. God, that feels weird to say.
I know. The year has gone so quickly. I feel like I'm still saying 2020 to people. I'm just stuck in the past.
Yeah, it's when you start writing it down that you realise, yeah, time's moved on. But yeah, look, Instagram. Let's talk about this year first. So what changes have you seen on Instagram this year?
I mean, a lot. Firstly, I would say I think Instagram is known by marketers as a channel where changes do happen quite frequently. They're fans of grabbing lots of other features from other places and drawing inspiration from, you know, TikTok and YouTube Shorts and things like this. So there's always a lot to keep on top of. The biggest change, I think, would be Reels and how much Reels are being pushed to the point where now video uploads can't be uploaded in the same way that they used to be in that square format. It will all be pushed to this 9:16 vertical way of doing things. I think Instagram's focus will continue to be on that throughout, you know, from this year in 2023 and also more recently this year, they've scrapped the 15-second limit for Instagram stories, so you can now upload 60 seconds at a time. So I think their focus will just keep being on getting people watching as much vertical video as possible on the platform.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely something that I've noticed. And as you may have seen from my own Instagram, I've dipped my toes into the world of Reels.
Nice,
and,
nice.
Bad joke incoming. It's really good.
Sweet.
Anyway.
I'll get it in at some point.
I'm sorry. I'm a terrible human. Let's move straight on.
Yeah, moving swiftly on.
I know. So there might be people listening to this episode who have only sort of really dabbled or maybe done a little bits here and there with Instagram. So if they are sort of really new to Instagram and want to get more involved in 2023, where would you recommend that they begin?
I'd recommend you begin by thinking about your Instagram strategy, the same as if you joined any social channel, or even if your brand or business isn't on social media at all and you want to get started, have a plan of action. And that doesn't need to be a, you know, 20 page document that you write out. It could just be a couple of notes on one side of A4, thinking about, one, what are your aims for doing this? Why do you want to be on Instagram? What does your business want to achieve? Is it more sales and customers? Is it raising awareness? Is it breaking into a particular niche or new audience? So really get that clarified. And then think about the kind of content that you're going to post. So know your audience really well, do research on both their demographics, so things like age and location and interests, but also psychographics. So that would be their kind of their values, their interests, the problems they might be having. The more information you've got on your audience like that, the better, because then you can create content for them that they really love and they want to see. And beyond that, I think have a play, start posting content. Don't feel this need to wait until you're ready or everything's perfect, because that time won't exist. Just start creating and then measure the data. So see what's working really well with the audience and do more of that. And obviously do less of the stuff that isn't resonating so well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really useful answer. Thanks very much for sharing that. You've led me nicely onto my next question, because as someone who is heavily experienced in Instagram, you must have seen some things in your time on the platform. So I'd love to know from you the biggest mistake that you see that people are making on Instagram, or people have made in the past.
Yeah, a few. I think biggest for me is not putting their audience first, putting themselves first, and being way too promotional with the platform, not actually, you know, just posting social media content for the sake of it and not actually thinking, how can I improve my audience's day with this? It's a very old school approach to Instagram, to treat it as this just kind of broadcast tool rather than create like a genuine community with your audience. I think the accounts that I see doing the best are the ones that are just so in tune with what their community wants to see and does a lot of social listening and community management to make that happen. And then the brands you see that are doing badly are the ones that look like it's kind of still like Instagram circa 2015 that they're putting out posts, or maybe stuff isn't quite sized right, or, you know, there's just like obvious mistakes and stuff that you could tidy up to look a lot slicker.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You've reminded me of a couple of things that even I've done in the past, which I'm not going to mention on this recording. But yeah, look, the topic of the episode is Instagram, but something that you just mentioned there, you know, about how people are using it, made me think about other social media networks. So I guess the question that I really wanted to ask you is, do you think that brands should be on every social media network? If yes, why? And if no, why not?
So I hope it's music to the ears of several social media managers. No, I think you absolutely should not be on every social media channel. I think firstly, it's unrealistic from a resource point of view. You know, a lot of brands will have a couple of people in their marketing team. You can't keep up with content across every channel. Maybe you could 5 years ago when there weren't as many features, but if, you know, right now being a social media manager, you need to be a designer, you need to be a video editor, you need to be on camera talent sometimes, you need to be a copywriter, that there's so much demand for content production. So focus on the channels that you can do well and just do a couple of them. And then secondly, even if you had all the resource in the world to be on every single channel and you're a really big brand, your audience might not be on every single channel. They might not want to hear from you on every single channel. So think about where your audience is and go there, and think about the style of content that you can create the best and which channels suit that style of content.
Yeah, love that. That's brilliant. Thanks very much for sharing. So thinking about other social media networks, in your experience, how does marketing on Instagram differ to marketing on other social media networks?
To me, I think there feels like there's more pressure with marketing on Instagram sometimes, because it is kind of held up as this platform that needs to feel very aesthetic and quite perfect, whereas a channel like TikTok, for example, which has become massive this year and is undoubtedly better for organic discovery, so showing your content to people that don't follow you, than somewhere like Instagram is. TikTok feels much more authentic, and the mistakes in the way content looks is forgiven sometimes. Like, it's a lot more UGC, so user generated content. It feels a lot more led by the user than I think Instagram marketing sometimes can fall into the trap of feeling quite overly polished, when actually the kind of ads and content that we see doing well is the stuff that looks like it's from users and being submitted by the audience.
Yeah, love that. Love that, absolutely. I'm a big fan of putting the users first and getting UGC in there 100%. Let's talk about 2023. I'm still stuttering. 2023. What are your top tips for getting Instagram right next year?
My top tips for next year, I think firstly, stay up to date with everything that's happening and all the changes that happen on the channel. There's really good people to follow online for that. Blogs like Social Media Examiner will always say when there's been an algorithm change or a new feature added. Matt Navarra on Twitter always, always tweets when there's something new happening. The creators account is really good to follow on Instagram to stay up to date as well, at creators. They post a lot of content for influencers on Instagram and any content creators to kind of know what's changing. When new features arrive, as they undoubtedly will, I'm sure there'll be several in 2023, use them, because reach is always really good on new features when Instagram first releases it. So it's good to get on those early. And then I think my last tip would be, like, have fun. Play around and have fun. I'd quite like to see next year be the year that people feel like we can be really kind of authentic and creative on Instagram and get away from this kind of polished feed feel. So yeah, I think have fun, stay up to date, do what your audience wants to see, and hopefully you'll see good results next year.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, when I come back to edit this episode, I will be furiously making notes. So yeah, thanks very much for sharing that. I do have a couple more for you before we part ways, and there's some that I haven't prepared you for, so I definitely want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, now. Go for it.
I might be listening to this as somebody, like I said earlier on, who's probably quite new to Instagram and wants to learn a little bit more. It's a roundabout way of saying or asking you, is there a brand that you can think of or that pops into your mind immediately who is doing Instagram really, really well, that you sort of hold them up? Maybe you're talking to clients and say, look, this is an example of a good feed. Who would that brand be?
The first brand that came to mind is Estrid. They're a razor subscription company, and I always, always see them in my Explore page. And whenever I go on their page to look, I think they really, really show how much they know their audience. And they have, even though they're a big company and their audience is big, it feels still like quite a small community. And they've got all these nice in-jokes, and they do trial different types of content that they can do, but still make it look kind of cohesive and on brand. So definitely them. The account that comes up the most in conversations with clients where they're like, oh, you know, we want to do something like this or like this, is normally Steve Bartlett or Gary Vaynerchuk. So if you're in the personal branding space or wanting to look at anything like that, I feel like I mention those names about 3 times a week in various in various meetings that I have. they're people that other people want to emulate, I think.
Okay. Moving swiftly on, I'm not a big fan of either person. I wanted to, certainly while I've got you, talk about the idea of KPIs, for example, one that divides opinion a lot. So in the past, I've literally heard, right, we need thousands of impressions, we need X amount of impressions, or we want to grow followers by 50%. I'm keen to learn from yourself, what is an example of a good KPI when it comes to Instagram marketing, and then what is an example of, like, horrific ones that you've seen?
Good question. I think the KPI that is the least sort of vanity, I'd say, is engagement rate. So engagement rate would look at what percentage of your audience that sees your content or follows you actually engage with it. That gives you the best indication of, is this actually good content? Are people enjoying it? Is it really boring? Do people care? Looking at something like followers, I mean, I think people are wising up now to the fact that, you know, there's some accounts you go on and they have so many followers and then their engagement is so low. So it's really obvious that they've just done some bot activity or competitions or pay for followers at some point, and which I would never recommend doing, because it's just going to damage your engagement long term. So the average engagement rate on Instagram, I think at the moment, is something like 0.1%, or, you know, it's pretty low. We've had brands that we've worked with that get up to an 8% engagement rate on Instagram. Wow. If you were getting 3 to 4% engagement, I'd say that's amazing. I'd go for that and focus on increasing that, so that you're, because if you're doing a really good job with posting content to the people you've got on the account right now, they will become ambassadors for you and share your content to stories or tag other people in it, and then your followers will grow. So focus on serving the community that you've got and making sure that they rave about you and how great your page is, and then you'll see it grow in other areas.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks very much for sharing. And I didn't realise, well, number one, you're getting fantastic results for your clients, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Number two, that benchmark of engagement rate, 2 aim 4, is something really good and really useful that listeners can like immediately take away and aim for. One more off the script and then we're back on it, because I have to let you go, because you're getting amazing results for your clients, so you need to carry on getting them, otherwise I'll be in trouble. If there is a person listening to this, or a brand that's listening to this, and then going back to your previous answer, maybe they have, let's say, a small number of followers and the engagement rate is really good, but they're struggling to grow, what sort of things would you advise businesses, brands, people looking after those sorts of accounts? Where would you recommend that they look at to start scaling that upwards?
Yeah, another good question. So definitely engaging with your current audience, you know, messaging them, engaging on their content to make sure that they're sharing your content to stories, or they're tagging other people in it, and more people are coming to your account that way. I think also the main thing also is just consistency. So consistently posting content, making your page quite a kind of destination page where people know that there's a new post every day or every other day, and it's always going to be on a theme that they love, so that they can, you want to make sure that when someone lands on your page and you're trying to convert them to a follower, they can see the kind of content that you've posted in the past is consistent, so they know what to expect from the future. If they land on your page and there's like been 4 posts the last year, they'll be like, well, what's the point of me following, because I'm not actually going to get that much of this. So you want to show people immediately on your profile what they're going to get, and that includes having a clear bio and something that entices people to follow as well, and all of that stuff. People, I don't think, talk about it that much, because everyone talks about just like organic growth and, you know, you can do it. And actually, like, it's really hard to grow organically. A lot of the accounts you see that are massive will have absolutely put paid ad budgets behind their growth. So I've seen ads from accounts years ago doing competitions where people have to follow to enter to win a prize. And they don't do them anymore because now they've got the audience there and organic engagement is good, but they did those paid ads to get to the stage that they're at today. So if followers is really, really your goal, think about how you can also maybe use some paid activity to boost the reach there. And also it's about how social media works with all your other marketing as well, right? Like, we have some clients that have physical presences, like a storefront, and so people that come into the store, you can, you know, ask them to follow on social media and have signage up for that. Maybe if you sell a product when it arrives, you could have some nice packaging that encourages people to share the photo on social media. So also outside of Instagram itself, look at the other touch points you've got with customers in your business where you can signpost them back to following you on Instagram and giving them that reason for wanting to do so.
Brilliant. Again, some more really useful tips there. Certainly things that I hadn't even thought of myself, to be honest, which is why you are the pro. Thank you very much for sharing.
Pleasure.
I've got 2 more questions for you, but I'm going to wrap them into one because they're very similar. So the first one is, if you could add one feature to Instagram to make people's lives better, certainly marketers' lives better, what would that be? And the second one would be, if you could steal a feature from a different social media network to make marketers' lives better, what would that be?
I would add, or I'd get Instagram to sort out the music feature for commercial and brand accounts, because we have so many clients that struggle with having copyrighted music or trending music on their account because of the setup. And I think Instagram could do that better, because TikTok does quite a good job of it. So maybe they need to get some help there. And then if I could steal a feature from somewhere else, I'm not a massive Twitter fan. I'm not on it loads. Obviously, it's quite contentious at the moment with everything that's going on with the ownership. But I do really love Twitter threads. I think there's something just nice about them, and it's a very clean way of getting the information. Say, you know, when there's like 10 tips and a Twitter thread. And I think Instagram carousels, for example, because that's normally on Instagram how people share informative information, is they'll do a carousel. I don't think that has the same ease of use. And actually, I think that's why you see so many carousels that have screenshotted Twitter threads and Twitter posts. Like, they're used quite a lot as a very popular design on Instagram when people are sharing information, because I think they just work and they're easy to read. So I don't know exactly what it was look like, or if Adam Mazur and the Instagram team want to get in touch to discuss, but some kind of like Twitter threads integration, some sort of Instagram equivalent, I think would be interesting to see.
Brilliant. I very much doubt that he's listening, but if you are, Adam, you need to you need to call Craig.
Adam, give me a call.
Do you know what? That was a really surprising answer for me, because I, in my head, would imagine that you would say something at least video related. I thought you might go down that video route, but the whole point about threads, you might have seen me nodding away. I was like, yeah, I have seen loads of threads with
exactly.
tweets. Like,
do you know what I mean? People always use that style in their design, and it's so funny because it's so obviously a Twitter thread that's been screenshot. So Instagram must look at it and be like, we're kind of advertising another social media channel here. It's quite an interesting one, but I think, I mean, like I said at the start, Instagram are pretty known for seeing features that other people have on their channels and taking them. So I'm sure there'll be something that crops up in this area soon anyway.
I'm just saying it now on recording that should this happen in 2023, we've got it documented, and I'm absolutely going to co-claim that I was there.
Yeah, we need to copyright this idea.
That it's happened. But yeah, look, this has been an absolutely fantastic episode. I'm sad to say that we are at the end of it. I'm really glad that you've given up some of your time to share your knowledge with the listeners and viewers. Before you go, though, if people want to find out more about you, your business, if they want to connect, certainly follow you on social media, how can they do that?
Yeah, of course. So you can follow me on Instagram, very meta for the topic of the episode. It's at Cori F. Jones, or you can connect on LinkedIn. If you search for Cori Jones, then I'll come up and you'll see me. And very happy to chat to any listeners or answer any questions from people that you might have about your business specifically on Instagram.
Brilliant. There you go. I definitely have a chat with Cori, and if you haven't already seen her Instagram, it is great. Much like the knowledge that she's shared on this episode. So once again, a massive thank you for giving up some of your time to share your knowledge with the listeners
and
viewers.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. And that is it. That rounds up another episode. This, I believe, is the penultimate one of 2022. I'm going to stop stumbling. As always, please like, rate, share and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And I will see you for the next episode. Bye.